Mike and the Moon Pies, we're excited you guys are back this weekend, and we're super excited. I'm excited for you guys to see Morro Bay, too. It's a little part of our neighborhood here that you guys haven't been to before. You're gonna love being on the beach. It's going to be a little chilly maybe early in the day or at night, depending on when you get here, but you're going to be pretty much oceanside on Sunday. So.
Right on, man. We've enjoyed it every time we run that area, so I'm looking forward to it again. And we got a bunch of friends that are, you know, because we've been coming through there now, you know, for a couple of years. So we got a bunch of friends that are going to come out. It's going to be a good night, man.
It's going to be really, really fun. Now, let's talk about Steak Night at the Prairie Rose. When we spoke earlier this spring, it was still kind of in its baby stages. You guys had just sort of let it out. How's the record been treating you all through the summer and into the fall now?
Man, it's been going great. I mean, sales are still up, and we're still getting reviews from the thing. You know, I mean, people keep getting turned on to it, like, slowly but surely. It's crazy how, you know, that record came out in February, and we're still getting people that are, you know, just now hearing it and stuff. So, and it's still got some legs on it. We're still pushing singles off of it, and we're still making videos for it, and it's going to be a good long period record for us, I think.
I read somewhere that you mentioned you made a comment about the record was a good set of songs to showcase the players in the band, and I've been trying to sell that point to the audience here. The whole point of your band is to go see you guys play live because there's so many great players in the band, and I just wanted to give you an opportunity to shout out some of those guys because you're doing things that other bands don't do. The steel guitar, the twin guitar stuff, just really, really good. There's only one guest musician on there, and he's pretty good.
Yeah, Mickey Raphael's all right.
Yeah, he's played. That's the harmonica player for Willie Nelson, for those who don't know. The only guy that's ever played harmonica for Willie for like the last 40 years, I guess.
That's right.
But talk about the players in your band and what it's like to play live.
Well, you know, for me, like, you know, we've always been a band that was, you know, really kind of famous for our, just the tightness of our groove. And that comes with just, like, I went to high school with the drummer, and, like, we've been playing together since we were kids. And you know, we kind of know each other, know what each other's thinking before we have to say anything. So that's the kind of the backbone of the whole thing. And then when we have Zach Moulton and Catlin Rutherford on guitar and steel, like, that's become our trademark thing, as the twin steel and guitar thing that I don't think a lot of people are doing, that we're really kind of, you know, capitalizing on right now. And everything, whenever we're in the studio, like, that's, we have to think about, you know, where we're going to put those twins that make it sound like the Moon Pies. So, you know, we're fortunate enough to have those guys that are really good at doing that and know each other really, really well. They're the same way. They played together since they were kids. So we have a lot of that kind of camaraderie, and, like, we know each other really, really well after all these years. So it makes the band sound to play that way, you know.
Talking with Mike from Mike and the Moon Pies and the great band that's coming to the Siren in Morro Bay Sunday night. Good Medicine Presents, 21 and over down there. Doors are at 7 and tickets are still available for it. And everybody listening to this broadcast knows what I think of you guys. So I'm trying to get people out there to see them. We also talked last spring about the Braun Brothers reunion. You guys were anticipating going to that. And the Braun Brothers reunion, of course, is Reckless Kelly, Mickey and the Motor Cars, Cody Cannon and the Departed, a lot of bands that our audience is familiar with. I'm super jealous of this because I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to. It's on my bucket list. What was it like for you guys?
And it was one of the best experiences we ever had. And we were coming off of a European tour, so we flew from London into Billings to play a show with Turnpike, and then Turnpike and ourselves went out to Braun Brothers, and that was the first year that it ever, like, sold out all the days. So we were fortunate enough to be on that particular year, and they gave us a really great spot. We played in between Susie Boggess and Robert Earl Keane.